magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, November 4th, 2020, the day after election. Of course, it seems like it might be some days before all the votes are counted. So I hope to ease you into this day with some great music, some soothing music, hopefully some arrangements that'll bring you peace and hope and some nurturing that we all need. And so please stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes as I trust God will bless and ground you into this day as he has all things under control. I'm going to share a few different things I've also read in Facebook posts. One that was a prayer for election day for yesterday. Dear Lord, so many are feeling anxious, worried, and stressed today. We ask you to fill us with your peace and help our minds be at rest. Help us to remember that no matter who becomes president, you are still on the throne and fully in control. We pray that honesty, fairness, and truth will prevail. We ask that you would grant us your wisdom and fill us with your love that we might overcome all that divides us. We humble ourselves before you as we pray, Lord, and we ask you to heal our land and shed your grace and mercy on America once again. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's All Is Well by Michael W. Smith and the National Boys Choir. I love playing this around Christmas time, but may it be a soothing reminder that all is well, God is in control, and may you be blessed by this arrangement.
Thank you.
That was All Is Well, Michael W. Smith and the National Boys Choir. Here's Selah, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. And here's a Facebook post by Susan McLean. Fear does not stop death, it stops life. And worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles, it takes away today's peace. God is faithful, let's rest in Him.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, not forever wilt be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I hath needed, Thy hands hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Sin and a peace that endureth, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today, a bright hope for tomorrow. Blessing with 10,000 on beside. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by high morning, new mercies I see, and
Well, if you were like me, you were probably up very late last night looking at some of the returns, but regardless of the outcome you hoped for, I'm reminded of a sign I saw on Facebook yesterday. Whoever wins, stay calm. We are not enemies, but friends. Abraham Lincoln. And remember, it's not about elections and who's in control. It's about who we allow to control our lives. And like me, let's all be asking God to give us more of Jesus. So I'm going to play two songs back to back. Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega, followed by No More Night by the National Christian Choir. May these arrangements put things back into perspective for us. As I'm reminded about a sign I saw recently, during the next days, please don't let the elephants and the donkeys make you forget you belong to the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Give me Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world.
I love that song, No More Night, by the National Christian Choir. Part of the chorus, no more night, no more pain, no more tears, never crying again, and praises to the great I am, we will live in the light of the risen Lamb. Oh, listening friend, regardless of who is president, Jesus is King. I'll close out with a portion of Ivan Parker singing You Raise Me Up, as I hope and pray you'll continue to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to direct your steps, to order your way, to follow in the path that He set out before you today. And that's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
When I'm down, and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come, and my heart burdened me, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. I am strong.